Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man who lives by my mantra, defense wins championships, is Nick Saban, as he has consistently rolled out. Actually, I guess he changed his tune a little bit, right?
Yeah.
With Tua, he was like, hold on, we can throw the football? And everybody's like, hold on, what's changed here? Well, Nick Saban has routinely brought in guest speakers during preseason camp to talk with his team. And many of those speakers have been high-profile athletes who overcame adversity, battled some type of addiction. In the past few years, Kevin, Daryl Strawberry was one of his one of his guys. Former basketball star Chris Herron came in to speak to them as well. And he had Mike Tyson come in. Now, Colby, I know how much you love Mike Tyson. You absolutely, like, you talk about him, and you're just like, that guy right there in his time was, you know, when he was at his apex, he was unstoppable. Yeah, no, I think Colby would agree.
I don't know.
So he was once hailed the baddest man on the planet, and he Nick Saban said, you know what, I would love for you to come in and talk. And Nick Saban, this is really interesting audio to me. Nick Saban and Mike Tyson sitting in a room talking to each other. And this is kind of what the sound was between the two.
Got this whole thing that it's not human nature to be a champion. Human nature is to be average, to get by, to do what you have to do to get by. You have to be special if you want to be the best you can be. You have to be special if you want to be a champion. You have to be special to really accomplish what you accomplished or to win a championship, because, you know, the other guy wants to win too. All right, so you better be at your best, and you better have prepared and done everything that you can do every step of the way, all right, to be ready for that challenge. And I think everybody wants to be that. I guess you have to be a champion before you can ever win a championship, which means you have to do everything that you need to do so that you can be.
It's lifestyle. It's your lifestyle. It's how you live. With my particular thinking, I was 12 years old. I was champion at 13 years old because my lifestyle was champion. I went to bed every night. I trained every night. I walked every morning. Everything I did was consistent with my boxing, of being the best. My whole illusion of myself was being the greatest fighter that ever lived. And that's it. And I didn't even believe it. I didn't believe it, but it's my affirmation. It's telling myself every day, day by day, and everywhere I'm getting better, better, and better. It's the ridiculous story to say discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. And I didn't even believe it.
Brainwashed yourself.
Total brainwashed. Total brainwashed.
He totally brained. I love that. They brainwashed himself. And you, Kevin, we talk about this a lot. Saban has brainwashed a lot of the Bama players into becoming champions.
Yep.
With the mindset of, hey, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you go out there and just do what it takes to get by, it's not worth it. And Mike Tyson was a champion. He was at the height of any boxing career.
Yep.
And plummeted to rock bottom.
Right.
Did he hit rock bottom? Do you guys agree that he hit rock bottom?
He went to prison for rape, so yes.
Yeah, that's definitely
after
rock
he
bottom.
Lost his title in the biggest upset in the history of boxing, so yes.
And somehow, he was able to reboot his entire career and become lovable Mike Tyson.
It's still so weird to me.
It's very weird. But and so that's one of the, and this is what Tyson did talk to the players a little bit about. He said it was all an illusion. I had no reason to show love to anybody. The more I hurt people, the more people love me. The more I knock guys out, the more I broke their ribs, broke their eye sockets, the more people love me. So what was I to think? I hurt everybody. I hurt women. I hurt my friends. I hurt strangers. I had no concept of myself. I didn't know who I was. I was this boxer who hurt people. I always had to be Iron Mike.
Wow.
And then he said, you got to love yourself. There was a time I didn't love myself. And
what an honest quote.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that's, Kevin, maybe the reason that people were able to forgive him.
Oh, that's the exact reason.
Because he was so honest about how terrible he was.
He just, I mean, you can look through sports history.
Yeah, I agree with
that. And you can see the different players from when they slipped up to where it was an honest and from the heart, hey, guys, I messed up. Nobody talks about any of Jason Giambi's records or anything, any of the stats that he said as being tainted or
same
whatever.
Same with Andy Pettit. Yeah, totally.
And nobody talks about Andy Pettit. Why? Because they stood up and they said, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I shouldn't have. And no, like, flowers around the apology or anything. It was just straightforward, I am so sorry for what I did. And when people hear that, they realize they got what they wanted out of that. You messed up, you paid the punishment, and also you told everybody, hey, I'm sorry. And you meant it. It wasn't through some kind of lawyer. It wasn't through a released note or anything along that line. It wasn't some chicken S. It was a straightforward, I screwed up. I really did. And telling everybody, this is exactly what I did. And open and honest. And everybody's like, that's all we needed to hear. And you move on. And then you accept the person.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with, you can even look at Mike Vick. How hated was Mike Vick? And then you see him come back and you see he's now working with animal shelters. He's now realized the error of his ways. And he came out and he said, I am sorry. And he paid his punishment. And then everybody was like, you know what? Cool.
877-881-1053. We're talking about Mike Tyson being a motivational speaker for Alabama. And I wanted to kind of get an idea from you guys. 877-881-1053. If you had a chance to talk to somebody who had some, I mean, harsh life lessons to teach you, you know, as a young, let's say 19-year-old Colby, going to Alabama to play football, or going to OU to play football, 19-year-old Kevin going to UT to play some football, who would you want to come in and speak to you to maybe give you some stories that you'd never heard before?
Honestly, the name that popped right to mind, which kind of surprised me too, is Ryan Leaf. Because Ryan Leaf was at the top of one spot of football. And then he tried to get to the top of the next spot, and he failed spectacularly.
Right.
Because he made a ton of mistakes.
Do you think when you heard what Saban was saying about being a champion but doing the things to be a champion, do you think that Ryan Leaf thought that he'd already gotten there and he wasn't willing to put in all those other things because I'm a superstar now?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. How many people, like, that's the concern that you get with so many of the contracts, right? Is once you sign it, do you think you've made it and you can stop working hard? So I would totally agree with that. But with Ryan Leaf, like, the thing about Ryan Leaf is his mistakes cost him everything in terms of being known for anything except for a joke when it comes to NFL football.
Right.
Like, you know, college football, he can be known for this, and hopefully this part of his life, he can be known for great things. But when it comes to the NFL, he will be known all time as a joke. And that's why I think he's excellent to give the advice, because he can show real consequences. Like, even with Mike Tyson, like, I know he can say it cost him the heavyweight championship and it cost him. Like, Mike Tyson is not one of the greatest fighters of all time. Like, he's just not. If you look at the all-time great boxers, Mike Tyson is not included in that conversation. And it's a shame, because he had one of the greatest runs of fear and just terrorizing opponents that you've ever seen. But when the book is finally written at the end of boxing, Mike Tyson will not be in the top 10, 20, 30, whatever it is. And so he can say it cost him that. But like, Ryan Leaf can flat out say, it cost me the ability to do anything. And I think that's a powerful message, especially now that he's like trying to turn his life around.
I mean, Mike Tyson, of course, would be somebody that I would want to talk to. I might have to struggle with you on that whole top 10, whatever, at the end of life on the boxing thing with Mike Tyson.
Hate to break it to you, Colby, but
I mean,
all the boxing people, they're on my side.
Well,
I'm a boxing person. I'm not on your side. I love Mike Tyson. From the 817, O.J. Simpson. Oh,
man.
Wow.
I don't think he's ever come to grips with anything that, you know what I mean?
You don't think he admits it to himself.
Well, right. Think about it. The thing he went to jail for
it wasn't that.
Taking back his own stuff.
He didn't get in trouble for the thing that everybody accused him of.
Right.
So he's like, hold on, what story do I have to tell you right now that I got blamed for something I didn't do, that the law system said I didn't do? I mean, the courts were there. So, Jackie Robinson from the 806. Can you imagine the stories that he would have to tell?
I just want him to roll it and be like, whatever you're bitching about, it's not as big of a deal as what I went through. And you're like, yeah, that's a fair point. I should probably get my act together.
I kind of think the same thing regarding OJ, Kobe. Now, I think Kobe can talk to you about all the qualities that it takes to drive yourself, find things to motivate you, to go be great.
Not having friends.
Right. No, yeah. And hey, yeah. My commitment was I didn't care about anything else but what I needed to do to attain my goals that I wanted to achieve.
And
it didn't matter what relationships I buried. Just like OJ, with whatever situation off court and even with his friendships, I don't think he cared.
And I don't really think it cost him that much.
Or thought that it was even that that valuable to him.
And that's why I would go with Tyson or Leaf or a couple of other people, because I don't really think it cost Kobe that much. Like, is he going to go down as the greatest basketball player of all time? No. But, like, do people think he's in top 10, 15? Sure. So that's not too shabby.
Yeah.
So I just don't know if, like, he really suffered the consequences of some of those things. Like, you can talk to Mike Tyson and he can say, check this out. This is where I was and this is what happened. You're like, damn, I do not want to do that. But if you're Kobe, you're like, hey, you can pretty much act like an a-hole your entire life, maybe rape somebody, and you get an Oscar and 5 championships.
From the 559 in 15 years, Randy Gregory.
Man, maybe so.
I think that in 15 years, Randy Gregory will still blame the system for failing him.
And that's why I think in 15 years, Randy Gregory will be a nothing in the NFL book.
And as much as I agree with the system is failing them as players, I mean, if you can't not abide by the system, then that's part of the rules. If I didn't show up to work, I couldn't keep my job. That's just the way that it works. And if I was like, well, boss, I mean, it's difficult for me to show up to work. And the boss would be like, I'm sorry. Like, the rules are the rules.
This might sound like a weird comparison, but honestly, the system is why I started wearing my seatbelt. I got tickets when I was younger for not wearing my seatbelt twice, which I think is stupid. Like, if I don't want to wear my seatbelt and not protect myself, what the hell difference does it make mm-hmm. to society? But those were the parameters of society, and I could either deal with it or keep paying the tickets. And I didn't want to pay the tickets, even though I thought it was a stupid rule. So you have to, like, we all follow rules that we think are idiotic, right? Like, not just with Randy Gregory and the weed. We all follow rules that you probably think are dumb. I know I do, but
oh, man, this morning to drop off the kids at school, I parked across the street. Guess what I didn't do? Go down to the crosswalk to walk across the street. Guess what my wife did? She went down to the crosswalk to walk across the street because she follows the rules.
Right.
I am a rule breaker.
I mean,
somebody said from the 903, Lawrence Taylor. He'd just be fascinating to talk with, man.
I mean, because that cost him like years of freedom.
Yeah.
So I could see that.
Good stuff. Good stuff from the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Yes, go.
Not an athlete, but I'd like to talk to Mel Gibson now.
Yeah, because that situation is very similar to, like, reminds me a lot of the Mike Tyson situation when he went from, like, Mike Tyson has gotten back into the good graces, but Mel Gibson was a monster. Like, mm-hmm. Mel Gibson could get anything he wanted made because it's right. A Mel Gibson joint, and then you could get nothing. Like, you know, Mike Tyson could do anything he wanted in the world, and then it became a thing where, like, well, you're going to fight Peter McNeely, and let's see what happens.
I will tell you this, and I know how you feel about him, but having spoken to him on a personal level at length, Michael Irvin has a lot of fascinating stories to discuss and motivational tactics to go about what he's seen in life. He has an interesting story. And when you get a chance, I had Kevin sent me to go interview him one night, and I spent 45 minutes off record just talking with him. And I was just like, wow. So if you ever get a chance, Michael Irvin is fantastic to talk to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.